Wow. Awkward to walk up as the European Anglo Jesus. So I'm sorry. Seriously, all I kept thinking, I don't know how I'm going to get through this because I'm chewing on that. Thank you. Man. So I was leaving the bathroom, heading out of the house today, and Lola goes to me, whoa, you're wearing a suit to church, Dad? And she goes, you don't usually wear a suit when you preach. And I was like, well, Pastor Will told me I had to clean up. But I said, no, actually, I really only wear a suit when I officiate weddings or funerals, marrying and burying. And then I thought, as I was talking with Pastor Stephen, that's what we're doing. We're doing some burying and then some marrying. As out of what Christ does, the church arrives and the bride connects with the groom. I'm going to start with 1 Nemo 3:9. I shall call you squishy and you shall be mine. And you shall be my squishy. It's not in the Bible? There's no Nemo in the Bible. This is actually a quote from the illustrious stage sage Dory from Walt Disney's Finding Nemo. I don't really know what the whole thing is about. I'm not really a big Disney fan. I'm not a big animation fan. I'm not a big fish fan. But I'll tell you why this quote, I shall call you squishy and you shall be mine and you shall be my squishy, is because I hear that in my house. I'm a big fan of my family. I have a wonderful wife and four great kids. And I love to watch my wife with my kids because there's such a special relationship she has with all four of them. And I have three daughters and I have one son. And it's particularly interesting to me, not that my wife cares more about my son than any of my three daughters, but there's a really unique relationship between a mom and a son, between Candace and Justice. And there's something that happens there. I know there was a unique relationship between my mom and myself. I'm not a sociologist, so I don't know if all sons and all moms, there's a special relationship, but in this context, in my home, there is. And Justice will just act differently around his mom. He's more goofy, he's more vulnerable, he's more cuddly, he's more, he just feels more safe. And he'll nuzzle up next to my wife and he'll call her his squishy, which is confusing to me because she's not very squishy, if you know my wife. But he'll cuddle up next to her and he'll say, I shall call you my squishy and you shall be mine and you shall be my squishy. And it has very little to do with the movie and it has everything in my house to do with an intimate relationship between a son and his mom. And in John 19, 25 through 27, it says this, when Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing near, he said to his mother, dear woman, here is your son. And to the disciple, here is your mother. From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. So we're literally at the intersection of time and space. We are at the intersection of all human activity. Every human activity from Adam and Eve in the garden when they chose to wander from the path that God had set out for them up until this point is the meandering of humanity trying to find their way back to God. And every action up to this point is Jesus creating a beautiful path where we can reconcile to our Maker. At this point, the intersection, at this point on the cross, we have the intersection of every soul up to this point and after this soul that has to reconcile this point in time. This point in time where Christ is carrying the burden and the sin of all the world. This scandal, this injustice, this moment in time that will change everything and that every soul has to make a decision about. That's the moment that we have. And it's in this moment that we find angels and demons and humans and God all looking at Jesus as he's on the cross. Jesus, the Lamb who was slain. Jesus, the perfect one. Jesus, the one who is carrying everything. All of the sin throughout time from Adam all the way up to what I just did 4 minutes ago, right? Everything that we've done is on him. All of the weight, all of the burden, all of the racism, all of the murder, all of the injustice, all of our pain, all of our isolation, all of our grief, all of our death, all of our depression, all of our compulsion, all of our greed, all of our pride, all of it is on His shoulders. And in that moment, He stops and He sees His mother. When Adrian Peterson was racking up most of his miles, he would talk about how the game slowed down for him and how everybody else, man, they were in chaos, but he could just see the zone, right? In this moment, Jesus, with the weight of the world on him, stops and sees his mother. And he feels her pain. And he addresses her. In the same way, on this Easter weekend, in the midst of all of the stuff that we have going on, all of the services, all of the family coming into town or going places, all of the food, all of the hats, all of the dressing up, all of the pink, all of the jelly beans, all of the eggs, all of the stuff, in the midst of all of it, Jesus says, I see you. Maybe you haven't had a great year. Maybe you've experienced loss. Maybe you've experienced death. Maybe you're grieving a broken relationship or a relationship you thought was there and never was. Maybe you are feeling alone and isolated. Maybe you are stuck in a rut of something from your past that keeps coming back over and over and over again. Maybe you feel bad. Or maybe you feel good. Maybe you're old. Maybe you're young. Maybe you're tan, maybe you're brown, maybe you're black, maybe you're white. Maybe you've been a part of this city for a long time, or maybe you just showed up and you're not sure what your fit is. Maybe you have incredible wealth, or maybe your vulnerability, you wear it on your sleeve. Maybe you feel stable and maybe you feel unstable. To each of you, he says, I see you. It is like the shepherd that left the 99 to go for the one. In the same way today, he says, I see you. It's a cosmic scale, all of the weight of the world on him, and he says, I see you. You are my squishy, and I have a plan to take care of you. And then he looks at John, and he says, this is your mom. Now, I don't know why he didn't go towards some of his other family members, but I know that many of us in here understand that sometimes the pain that we have is so great, and sometimes our biological family just ain't enough. And Jesus, in this moment, says, I've got a new plan for you. He gave John a new role. He said, you are now her son. He made a connection in this evening. This is what the church is for all of us. We are all John. And we are all Mary. We are all broken and we all feel pain, but we also are the answer. We are the answer, the new model where he says, you are to care for one another. You are to understand that there is vulnerable right here. There is pain right here. There is brokenness right here. And as you learn to take care of one another here, you will be better at doing it out there. In the highways and the byways and the vulnerability, because this is what Easter is about. When Jesus said, woman, here is your son, and son, here is your mom. My words, not specifically New King James. But when he put them together, he was saying to us that this is the new design that happens, because out of Easter births the new church, the new model, the new design. And so tonight, wherever you are at, if you are lonely, if you are hurting, if you are in a season where things don't make sense, Jesus clearly is saying to you, I see you. And if you are in here and things might be going pretty good, please know you are John. And the role of the church is to care for one another. Practice it in here and do it exponentially out there. Because Jesus sees you. He says, you're my squishy. He's called you. And he has a plan.